The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small. I have on the line Scott Cook, who is all the way over from, he was born in West Virginia, and some people might know the old song with that. might bring a tune to mind, and also his partner in life, Pamela May, who they come together as a duo package, and they will be playing at Ruby Bay Store here at the Top of the South in Nelson, Tasman, on Friday the 13th of February. Welcome to New Zealand, Scott.
Thanks so much, Chrissy. It's great to be here. We came in 2020. Pamela was with me. We weren't playing as a duo yet then, but we both just fell in love with the country. It was both of our first times, so it's just great to be back and making our way around both islands.
Fantastic. Well, it's exciting. So it's a working holiday, really.
Yeah, I mean, being able to travel with your partner is definitely makes this life a lot more livable. Plenty of my friends are, when they go out on the road, they're away from their families. Mm. We get to carry home with us, which is pretty sweet.
That's awesome. And look, it'll be so nice to have you here in Ruby Bay Store to let our wonderful audience hear your wonderful songs. Now, tell us a bit about the show that you're bringing to our shores.
Yeah, we play my songs almost exclusively. Occasionally, slip in a song by a friend or one of Pamela's when she wants to sing one. They're storytelling songs, drawing on the whole palette of folk and roots music. So, you know, sometimes a little country, a little bluesy. the whole variety of things.
Yeah.
We've been really lucky on this trip to be booked in at a bunch of smaller communities. Last time through, we played in Nelson at the Boathouse. Mm-hmm. But we're really looking forward to seeing Ruby Bay. And we're in Golden Bay just before that. Then making our way down the west coast to the South Island, playing just a bunch of little places, which to me that's part of the real charm of this line of work, is just getting to drop into special little communities and meet the people and hear the local lore and all that.
Yeah, well, you'll love Golden Bay. Have you been there before?
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and stayed at the Muscle Inn there. This will be my third time playing. We're there on the Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday the 11th. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, look, folks, listeners out there, if you can't get to the Ruby Bay Store gig on the 13th and you can make the 11th over in Golden Bay, do, because it'll be worth it. And you know, the wonderful thing about these small venues is that they're really intimate, and you know, the audience, there's this great cohesive audience artist connection, isn't there, Scott?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means a lot to me. You know, I get to play bigger stages now and then, and of course it's great to play in theaters, you know, and with lovely sound systems and lights and all that, but quite often it means you can't even really see the people out there, and I like being in a room small enough that everybody could hear my voice without a microphone. You know, I like being in a space where I can see everybody and look them in the eyes and share songs and stories with them in a way that feels way more natural and more like human to human communication and less like rock stardom up on the stage and distant from the people.
Yeah, because that kind of creates a disconnect in some ways, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I mean, being in a small room, when people sing along, you can hear them. and you know, the whole space gets resonating, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's in part why we created the Ruby Bay store, so that it could be that interconnection. And yeah, so I'm sure you'll enjoy that. If you've enjoyed the muscle in, you'll enjoy Ruby Bay store for sure. And now, so how long are you? Is your tour going to be in New Zealand?
We're here for about a month. We were in Australia for about a month before this. And I'll go back to Australia for another month after, before I head on home. We actually left home at the beginning of September, so we were through Europe, and then I spent a couple months in Australia playing with Australian bandmates, and so it's a long run, but the New Zealand part of it's just a month.
Yeah, and so yes, and where are you based now? If you're not actually in West Virginia. Anymore.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada is right. Where I call home. Yeah. And I did high school and university there. And then I lived in Taiwan for 6 years. And then I was living on the road for 13 years after that. And then fell in love with Pamela and moved into her house.
And that's where the new adventures begin.
yeah, it was actually a kind of crazy timing, because I moved in February of 2020, and we had no idea that we would be spending so much time together with the pandemic coming.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a make or break situation, and that
it could have gone either way.
Well, sometimes, you know, I think it can make you quite strong as a unit when you're forced into situations you weren't anticipating. So you'd be pleased you're not in the US right now.
Yeah, it's a strange time, and particularly to be watching it from afar. But yeah, I mean, I'm a citizen, and I spend a lot of time down there. I have a lot of people I love down there, so it's not like I can just ignore it. It's certainly on my heart all the time, and I'm planning actually to go back in September. Tour down the middle of the country, Kansas and Nebraska, and down to Texas and a bunch of these places, and then back up the East Coast. Assuming that I get back in, you know, assuming there is an election, I'll be there around election time. And in lots of ways, it feels, to me, it feels there's a draw to there, not because you know, it's not a sunny draw, but I feel pulled to be there because that feels like where the work needs to be done, you know.
Yeah,
I think people who are discouraged need hopeful songs, and also, you know, also I think songs can have some small role in kind of opening people's hearts and minds, and nudging people in hopefully a more compassionate direction. I know it's hard to imagine people's minds changing at all, you know, given how polarized and kind of uncompromising it all seems when you look at it online, but I feel like something can really happen when people are in a room together and listening to stories and seeing the world through other people's eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we've just had the Grammys, and of course, everyone was wearing those. Well, most people were wearing those badges that says "Ice Out," and can sort of see that it's really playing in the art world. What's going on? And of course, Bruce Springsteen has just released a new song as well that he wrote and released within, I think, 48 hours about it.
Billy Bragg, too, he's got a fresh one as well.
Yeah, so if anything, it's inspired an artistic reaction, and, you know, it's bringing a voice for the voiceless, in a sense.
Yeah, it's, I mean... the MAGA side has Kid Rock and I don't know who else they've got, but it's not a lot. Really.
The Desperados. Yeah, well, you know, I guess if people need to take a side, you know, it's, but I don't think it should be about sides. It should be about what's right and what's wrong, really.
Yeah, that's my feeling too. I feel like quite often our opinions about just about anything we read about have more to do with what side we're on than kind of the facts of the situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really gotten toxic and enabled a lot of what's happening right now. I feel like social media has really fueled that, and you know, being out in the world talking to people, there's a very different kind of it has a different effect on your whole nervous system and on the way you take in information, and I feel like so many of the people who are being really cruel and awful online and you know, or through policy or whatever, are only doing that at a distance. You know, when people can see a human being in front of them, it's a lot harder to be cruel.
Really hope you're right. Yeah, I can only hope you're right with that. Yes, social media, that's changed the world. And we had great hopes for it, but unfortunately it's another tool that's just been manipulated.
Well, if you squeeze anything through the profit motive, we shouldn't be surprised what comes out.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go out on one of your songs. What would you like us to play for you today, for your audience?
Well, why not just spin an old classic, actually? The song that I put out in 2013 that we still sing just about every time we get on a stage, called Pass It Along.
Pass It Along. Okay, that sounds great. I'll put that on, and thank you so much for talking to me today, Scott, and I'm really looking forward to your event here at Ruby Bay Store, and also for all those over in the Bay, because there's lots of holiday makers there at this time. It'll be all taking off on the 11th at the Muscle Inn, which is a great venue. It's the supreme venue, because Andrew and Jane put you up in that magnificent log house of theirs.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And they make great food and good beer. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that beer is available at Ruby Bay Store too. Yeah. Well, lovely to talk with you, Scott, and we'll catch you in the next wee while, actually.
Oh, well, thanks so much for the chat, Chrissy, and thanks for all you're doing to keep the music alive.
We're in a hurry to grab up all that's left to use, putting patents on discovery, making seeds that don't reproduce. If our vision is so narrow, seeing only bought and sold, we'll end up like the pharaohs, buried with their gold. We've all pushed this thing along, we've all been guided by our fear, but the river sings a song we've gotta be quieter to hear. It's in every child's face, new and hopeful as a stem. Best be gentle with this place, 'cause we're borrowing it from them. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it. Pass it along, pass it along, pass it along. Midland and careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, and time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.